Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Already started looking at some dreams for Jenna because her dream readings are coming up in about an hour and 20 minutes.
Good. Kid-ation.
Oh, we gotta wait that long?
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, we gotta get them all ready for you, girl. That's how we roll. We also have Does That Make Me Crazy right now? Mm-hmm. Our phone number is 800. Kid Live.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Which is brought to you this morning by Blue Apron.
You know, that makes you crazy if you don't subscribe to Blue Apron because of how easy it makes cooking dinner. I'm such an outstanding sous chef. Which means I'm a good assister.
Right.
I'm there for emotional support.
Perfect.
I know. I kind of kid, but my boyfriend loves to cook, so I enjoy just watching him and helping him out. But I'm able to cook a lot of these meals because Blue Apron makes it so easy. How do pork chorizo enchiladas sound?
Delicious.
Mm-hmm. Or fish tacos and avocado radish salsa.
Nice. Made those, and they were delicious.
Yeah, so good. And so many options. And hey, maybe you say, I don't really like fish. Well, that's okay, because when you subscribe to Blue Apron, you are able to pick your menu each week. So if maybe you don't eat meat or you just don't like fish, no problem. They cater to all of those personal preferences. We all love it here. Like I always say, you can do meals for four, meals for two. Even when I was single, I ate the meal for two.
Uh-huh.
I like leftovers.
Okay.
Or I like
to eat it the next day.
Yeah, exactly. So if you want to be like us and start making delicious, brag-worthy meals at home without the hassle, try Blue Apron. You can check out this week's menu and get $60 off when you visit blueapron.com/kid. That's blueapron.com/KIDD. Blue Apron is a better way to cook.
Jenna, you inspired some crazy with the story you told about the people you knew that tried to poison each other.
Oh, no.
Because we got this on the text.
No, this was a husband that tried to poison his wife.
But you knew, you know who did.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was close to the family, right? It says, I just hit all my grapefruits for my husband. Does that make me crazy? Right?
I know. I'm sorry. It's going to make women think.
Yeah.
I need to taste this food first.
Oh, and before we do, does that make me crazy? You have a tidbit news update.
I do.
That is crazy.
So, and this may make my girlfriends and I crazy, but I love sending crazy girl stories to my girlfriends that are in relationships to use as a defense if their significant other ever calls them crazy.
Uh-huh.
Like, if he says you're crazy, then show him this and show him you're not this crazy. Do you remember the stalker who sent 159,000 messages over a 10-month period of time to a man she met on a millionaire dating site? They had been on one date. She broke into his home after that one date. He didn't ever want to see her again, right? She's been sitting in jail since then. And she has now done a jailhouse interview where she has requested that her case go to trial because she firmly believes a jury will clear her and order her to marry the victim.
Order her to
marry. And some of her texts have come out, and I'll let you know these are a little crazy.
Okay.
Just heads up.
This is the Does That Make Me Crazy time slot, so that's perfect
for it. So there's a lot of LOL, and then things like this thrown out. I'd make sushi out of your kidneys and chopsticks out of your hand bones. LOL.
That's not laughing out loud.
No. And you'll watch me in a taxidermy suit. She's crazy. And then blah, 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 blah. Money.
Yeah, yeah.
Why is she not getting help while she's sitting in jail?
I hope
they met on an app called Luxy. Luxy's like, oh, man. Oh, man. This is an online dating service that calls itself the best luxury millionaire matchmaker app. So, you know, you have to have a certain net worth to be on there, but that's where they met.
Some help.
That's over the top crazy. We'll take your funny crazy here in a second, but let me hook you up with the password for Pete the Fake.
Oh, okay.
Extreme. All right. We'll give you this password. You need it to gain entry into our vault, and one of those vaults has $10,000 in it. The password you need is laptop.
Laptop?
Laptop.
Got it.
Laptop is your password. Write it down. Remember, do what you got to do, because 10 minutes from now, we'll have you call in. Now it's your crazy, Kid Nation. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
These are official Kid Nation members that are now asking us if they're crazy or not. Because we've done this long enough to where we can spot
crazy.
We kind of
know, yeah.
Tank wrote us. First of all, love your name already.
Shout out, Tank.
No matter how hard it's raining, I'll turn off my windshield wipers at red lights and stop signs to save my swipes on the wipers. Does that make me crazy?
Wow. Really conservative.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do that, dog. You need to see stuff.
Well, when it turns green, you can see the little green blurb in there. He's saving the swipes,
dude.
That's
extreme.
Yeah.
I wonder how much longer his windshield wipers last due to that one simple act.
Because if you think about it, they do have a certain amount of swipes in them.
Yes, they do.
And you don't want them going to waste when you're not driving.
But wet swipes are cool.
Wet swipes are cool, but they're still...
It's when it's like kind of the dry swipe and it goes...
When it makes that noise.
Yeah.
I hate that noise. Hey, y'all. It's Josh from Baton Rouge.
What up,
Josh? Like Big Al and JC, I like to say save that to my imaginary producers whenever someone says something sexy or has a double meaning. And nobody knows what I'm talking about. Hashtag, does that make me crazy? Nah, man, that makes you an awesome listener. That makes you a Kid Nation member. That's what it makes you. You keep saying save that randomly in front of people that don't listen to our show.
Yeah.
Yeah, we dig you, buddy. Hi, Vanessa.
Hi, good morning.
Hey.
Good morning. So your crazy involves some candy, huh?
Yes. So I just want to know, does it make me crazy? Because I like to eat M&M's with the peanuts, but I like to suck off the chocolate first and then save the peanut for last. Am I crazy?
Nope.
So you eat the chocolate, you put the peanuts back in a bowl or something?
No, I actually save them in my hand.
You put them in your hand.
Oh.
And then once the whole bag is done, you stick all the peanuts in your mouth and
eat
them.
It's a lot of work.
Oh, yeah, then.
It's a lot of in and out.
Yeah.
I thought you meant you suck it off while it's in your mouth and then eat the peanuts.
No, she's saving the peanuts for last.
I saved them.
Yeah, that's crazy,
that's
Vanessa.
Crazy. That's a lot of work for an M&M.
I appreciate you not wasting the peanuts because I do know the people that you'll just eat the chocolate and throw the peanut away. So I appreciate you for that. But yeah, you crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, a little.
Congratulations,
just
Vanessa.
Happy to be crazy.
Welcome to our crazy club.
But then again, you know, I just look out the center of the Oreo and throw the cookie away.
I still don't get why you do that.
But I don't go back and eat the cookie that I just licked on.
Right. Vanessa's definitely going back and eating the peanut she licked on.
That, yeah.
Vanessa's my people right there. I dig it. Hi, Becca.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good. How are y'all this morning?
Doing awesome. I hear you. You want to know if you're crazy or not, huh?
Yeah. Okay. So every morning when I get ready, I have to turn the water on in the bathroom on the hot and leave it running the whole time I get ready. Does that make me crazy?
Gosh, we didn't even give Earth Day a minute.
Yeah. I don't know.
Girl.
Why?
I think it's the noise. I think it's the noise I like. It's just so quiet in the mornings. I like the noise.
Why are you wasting the hot water?
Yeah, it could be cold.
Because if I do want to use it for any reason, I like prefer hot water.
You like the steam?
Why don't you get a sound machine?
Yeah, I like...
Well, I could be trying to solve her problem. Yes, you're crazy.
You're crazy. Yeah. What are you doing, Sammy?
I don't need to solve her problem.
Let Becca be Becca. Becca going Becca.
Crazy.
That's what you're
going
to do. Yeah, Becca, you're crazy. And wasting some water, young lady. That's what you're doing. What's up, Linda?
Hi, good morning, darlings. How are y'all?
Doing fine.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful on this glorious day.
Amen.
It is a glorious day, and it's a glorious day to be crazy, isn't it, Linda?
Yes, it is.
Why are you crazy?
I was born on the second day of the second month, and when I was 2, I got my first set of stitches. 2, because I was jumping off the garage roof with my brothers and sister.
Right.
So now, ever since then, from 1969, there are certain things that I have to eat in twos, like M&M's, Skittles, Now Laters, French fries, onion rings. You can't give me an odd number. I will not eat an odd number.
How does this work in your dating life?
Honey, I'm single and fabulous and fixing to go to Hawaii.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, wow.
But do you have to date 2 guys at the same time?
I have.
What's wrong with that?
One older, one younger?
Yeah, keep your options open.
There you go.
That's a good balance.
I just turned 50 this year.
Happy birthday.
I'm loving life.
Happy 50th.
That's a big
deal.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Linda.
That's why you're going to Hawaii. You're going to 2 islands in Hawaii,
I
bet.
Just mildly OCD to eat stuff in pairs, right? That's it.
It's fine. Cute, crazy. Linda, have fun in Hawaii. Thanks for calling us this morning.
I mean, it's
2 days.
I mean, she's lucky. My favorite number's 13, and if I had to eat 13 of everything,
wow,
that'd be a lot.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind it, though.
I mean, I do eat 13 of everything. Like, she's eating 2 fries?
2 fries?
How do you just eat 2?
2 orders of fries.
She just eats them in
2 at a time.
In pairs.
Well, maybe, like, it has to be an even number. So 2 times 7 is 14. You know what I'm saying? So it has to be 14.
She just eats them in pairs. 2 at a time.
I mean, she's eating 2 of everything. That's a good way to keep your weight down.
Yeah, no, I think she's just getting 2 at a time.
Unless it's, like, 2 birthday cakes.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi, Hi, how's it going?
Good.
Right.
Doing awesome. You're crazy involves your dog, huh?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
What happened?
He's just so cute, and we'll be just sitting there looking into each other's eyes, and every now and then I get carried away, and I ask him to marry me.
I love that.
Oh, man. How's your dog respond to that? Is he cool with commitment?
Yeah, I mean, he's fine. I think my husband gets a little jealous, though.
Yeah, didn't want to share.
Man, if I walked in on Kinsey proposing to my dog, Dex, yeah, you're crazy.
I love it.
I love it, Ashley. Well played. So Ashley's crazy.
Yeah.
Let's find out if Nikki's crazy. Hi, Nikki.
Hello. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hey. First, I want to say, Kelly, Big Al, guys, I have listened to you every morning for 25 years.
Thank you so much.
And I just love you.
Thank you. I do.
And, okay, so we already know that I'm crazy. Everybody that knows me knows this, so let's see if you think so.
Okay.
So, this Sunday, I am hosting a baby shower for my ex's new wife.
Yes, you're crazy.
Yeah, I'm crazy.
Yes, you're crazy.
Well,
why?
Why? Well, the poor girl just lost her dad just a few months ago, and she doesn't have much family left, and we actually have a pretty good relationship. She's my daughter's stepmother. My daughter loves her, therefore, I love her, too, and we're going to do this baby together.
That's crazy with the heart of gold.
Awesome. Wow, that makes you a good person.
That's actually nice.
Yeah.
That's very nice. You're very big of you, also.
Well, thank you.
Are you going to also be in the delivery room?
I'm going to see if I can work my way in there. This is my first baby, and I've had three, so, you know, I'm momming her as well.
Yeah, you're going to coach her up. Yeah, I don't know if you're crazy. I think you're just a really good person.
That's nice. That's very sweet.
You're enlightened.
Yeah, Nikki, you keep being that awesome person you are. Thank you for calling.
But when people do stuff and their exes, I know a guy that's on a cruise right now with his girlfriend, and his ex-wife is on the same cruise. It's like...
A choice or a coincidence?
I guess it's a coincidence. I didn't find out until after the fact. But I'm like, how do you do that?
People are just sometimes cool with it.
The time passes, the emotions settle down, and you realize what's best for the kids.
Yeah.
And you know if you're that person. I'm not that kind of person.
Oh, yeah. Me
I couldn't be around the ex-boyfriend.
Mm-mm.
I'm not that guy.
No.
Hi, Austin.
What's up?
What's up, dude?
You, buddy.
Why are you crazy?
Well, whenever I go to the gym, I go to the gym all the time. Whenever I'm at the gym, I'll find one of the smaller, weaker guys to come spot me while I'm lifting, you know. So it kind of gives me more motivation to get the rip.
Because you know he can't lift that.
He can't lift that.
You better get it.
That could crush you at some point, though.
Well, I mean, there's plenty of people in the gym. I can keep it from killing me till help arrives.
Yeah.
What do you bench right now?
Right now I'm at 340. Kind of plateaued.
That's pretty good. I mean, who?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's a big plateau.
I'm good with it, but I'm plateauing right now.
How many inches are your biceps?
Guessing, I'm going to say 17.
Whew. Python.
That's a rough guess.
I don't know that.
That's a rough estimate.
Size of my neck.
Yeah.
Your biceps are the size of my neck.
A man is benching 340 pounds. That's a strong man.
How much can you bench?
I never did it, right?
He never did it.
I don't know.
He thinks he could do 25, and I said he can't.
What was the most you've ever benched, though?
Three wheels and a 10.
What does that mean?
325. It's 325. Or 335.
Yeah, three on each side.
Yeah, but 25s or 45s?
45s.
Yeah, three plates and a 10.
Back in the day.
Because I think three plates is 315.
How much is the most of you've benched, Jason?
325.
And our bars is standard.
But that was
45.
More recent than Al's,
yeah,
I think.
Bars 45.
Bars 45 standard, right?
And I don't mean I like worked out with it. I'm like,
like a one rep.
Mine's a one rep. Yeah, yeah. It's a guy thing, just to see how much you could actually lift.
Yeah. You got to do that once.
Not me.
Yeah.
Not me anymore.
Look at me.
Hi, Jocelyn.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
What's up?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. So you have a really cool job, but you aspire to be something different.
I know. I've been a registered nurse for 11 years. Then suddenly I'm turning 40 and I said, you know, I want to do something I'm passionate about. So right. I want to go into acting. Huh? Does that make me crazy?
You're a nurse with a acting. Great job and you want to go into acting.
Yeah.
Nope. Go for it.
You know what? It is National Take a Chance Day today.
Take a chance.
Shoot your shot.
Yeah. Shoot your shot. It is National Take a Chance Day today. So I say you go for it, girl. That doesn't make you crazy.
Thank you.
Yeah, Johnson. And when you make it big, you come in the studio and then we'll interview you.
Like your movie.
Half the people in Hollywood are kind of crazy anyway, so maybe it doesn't hurt you to be crazy.
You're going
to
be fine.
Yeah.
Johnson the nurse / actor. Just like that. Hey, Kid Nation, thanks for your calls. Appreciate your crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Had some good ones today. But it is now time to play Beat the Fink
Extreme.
We loaded you up with that password. Now you just use it to pick your vault. Hopefully it has $10,000 in it. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll take caller number 23 to play Beat the Bank, and we'll do it next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, like a shop at the mall. Like,
there you go. There you go.
That, yeah, I got you, bro.
Good spin, dog. Good spin.
I got you, man.
Big cat. Good save.
Colton.
Yo.
What's up, bro?
Yo.
Yo, dude, the stick.
You got in, Colton.
Yo. You did it,
yes.
Bro. You
yeah,
did
bro.
It.
Dude. This is great to be alive, man.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure all the guys in the shop are listening right now.
What do you do?
Yeah.
I work for the Parks District of my town.
Oh, cool.
And I also work at a casino. So in the past, like, 2 days, I've worked, like, for, like, 36 hours. I've probably worked, like, 30 of them, and I'm exhausted.
You're delirious.
The energy you're bringing is awesome.
Yeah.
What a stud.
Dude, surviving, thriving, and great day to be alive.
Yes, it
there
is.
There you go,
good
my
sir.
Brother. There you go, my
love
brother.
Your energy.
Buddy, you know how many people's day you just made with your energy and how awesome you are? Even after
dude,
working all that time.
Are you a single
dude.
Man, Colton?
Yes, sir.
All right. Yeah. Might get you a woman out of this.
She's working.
And some money.
Yeah. Because you know ladies are going to be asking about Colton already on the text.
Yeah.
I could already see it.
Oh, yes.
Well, I'll throw you guys my Instagram handle afterwards.
Oh.
All right. Yeah.
Look at that.
Win the money
all
first.
Right. Major market tease.
There you go. Make a mistake.
Colton, did you go to radio school or something? I'll give you guys the Instagram handle.
No, man.
After I play the game.
Well done, man. All right.
I'm just excited, man.
Well, all the ladies are really excited for your Instagram, so let's get to it. Let's step up to the vault.
Hello. Please repeat your password.
Laptop.
Password accepted.
All right, Colton. You have gained
bingo.
Entry into our vault. Mm. Now, they're all lined up. All the remaining ones are nice and ready for you. Which one would you like?
59
is
it.
The vault. Colton wants. All right, Colton. It's all yours. And here's how the game works. You're going to go in there with our banker. He's going to give you dollar amounts. Those increase the longer you stay in there. It just depends on how gutsy you're feeling. Your only job is to yell stop when you think the banker's gone as high as he's going to go. That's how much money you will pull out of the vault. Now, the only pro tip we can give you is that if you hear any dollar amount followed by the word 1,000, you yell stop because that door will keep going and it will close if you don't, all right?
Sounds good.
All right, Colton knows what's up. We
want to
hear
Colton.
That.
Yeah,
we're that
pulling for
handle.
You, dog. We are pulling for you, Colton.
So let's go for it. Let's play. Yeah.
Beat
the bank.
Extreme. Come on, Colton. 100. 180. 220. 320. 370. 440. 520. 590. 600.
Stop.
Hey! you go, Colton. $600.
Number in mind, didn't you, Colton?
Six brand new $100
bills. Yeah, I'm going for seven, but you know what? Beggars can't be choosers, man.
you've just worked 30 hours in the last 2 days. You do that thing,
Colton. Well done, Colton.
Yay, thanks, guys.
So what are you going to do with $600, Colton?
You know, I'm actually going to get a tattoo. I'm going to go start my left arm on Thursday.
I love you.
I told you, I love Colton. Colton, what are you getting on your arm? What's the tattoo?
I'm doing a bunch of, so my right arm's realistic and black and gray, and so I'm going to do a lot of traditional and color on my left arm.
Cool,
so,
okay.
There's like five different pieces I'm hoping to do.
Wow. They should cover it, huh?
A little bit of it.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
A good amount. be a good amount of it.
Well, as promised, Colton, what's that Instagram handle, brother?
At Colton, Colton, Hagen, Hagenn.
Hagen.
Man, I'm going to come to the casino and look for you, dog.
H-A-G-E-N.
Better start looking in that other inbox. You know you have another inbox.
Well, hey, it's not even private, so if you want to go on there and check it out, you don't like it, that's cool, man. But if you want to go on there, give me a follow, it'd be great, too.
On our text.
It is private.
No, I think you misspelled it. Is it H-A-G-A-N-N?
Oh, I spelled it wrong.
E-N-N.
Okay.
Hagen with two N's.
Hagen.
On the text, a lot of ladies are asking where you live and all kind of stuff about you.
Yeah, I'm married, but I got some single friends from Colton. Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, there's a guy that has Colton Hagen with three N's. That's the one that's private. Somebody's trying to steal your Instagram.
Yes, give us ladies the deets.
I didn't get the
Colton
one with one N.
Yeah, because the one N was gone. Did you find him, Kelly?
I did.
Yeah?
He's a happy guy.
Hey, that's awesome.
That's a facial scruff.
You got facial scrub? Shout out.
I swear right now I have a handlebar mustache.
You do? Oh, well, you got to post today then, Colton. Yeah. You got to post. Hey, man, since we got you $600 just for fun, let's see how high it would have gone, though.
$640. $720. $750. $790. 830.
Oh, okay, okay.
All right.
I don't know why, but I really didn't want it to be the $10,000.
I know.
Right.
That's what I was thinking. I'm looking at my coworker through the window, and I'm like, my jaw's dropping, and tears coming out. And I was like, no way, man.
You could get your full body tatted with that.
Yeah.
With 10 grand?
With 10 grand. Oh, 100%.
Well, great job, man.
Colton, pleasure to talk to you, buddy. Have a good day at work, man, and get some rest when you can, okay?
Hey, I hope you guys have an awesome day, like a way better day.
Hey, you call us tomorrow and let us know if you got a girlfriend today from the Instagram. But I have a feeling you're going to get hit big time.
Yeah.
All right, man. Sounds good.
All right, buddy. Hey, do you still have that pineapple tattoo on your butt?
Yeah, I do.
Y'all done deep.
Oh, I love you guys so much.
We love you too, buddy. All right, hold on for us, Colton.
I like him.
Sometimes you come across people on the radio that are just
lift you up
for meant to be on.
Yeah, like this is why we do this.
On this day.
Yeah.
This is why we do what
that's
we do.
A great,
I will say, Colton, I like the full beard.
The full beard's looking good?
Better than the handlebar. That's just my one woman's opinion.
He's out there, though.
If I stepped up to his table, he works at a casino. I didn't ask which one or what he does, but if he was like the dealer or whatever and I lost, I think I'd still be in a pretty good mood.
Yeah.
Because, I think he would just lift my spirits up.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
All right, we got another password for you coming up in about 30 minutes, Kid Nation. But coming up next, you know, from Happy Colton.
Yeah.
We got to go into the details of why Jenna and boyfriend were arguing and why this has launched them into another endeavor.
We've moved fast. Things have gotten real.
Uh-huh.
But maybe we can fight well.
You can fight well.
I think so.
Okay.
We'll see.
All right. See what's going on at Casa de Owens next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Congratulations to Colton. $600 richer with Beat the Bank.
Extreme!
I forgot how high it went because Colton was so positive.
This is in the eights.
Eight something.
Yeah.
But it was an 8-something. He got $600 out of it, and about, so far, over 500 followers on Instagram.
All right.
So it's worth it for Colton.
Colton's not going to be single for very long.
Yeah. Kelly Raspberry already wrote on his
Instagram.
That's why I'm congratulating him. Yeah. Good kid. Good guy.
And I looked at his other pictures, and he's very positive on his other stuff.
Good.
Yeah. Cool dude. Really like him. Your next chance to play is coming up shortly. We got another password for you in about 20 minutes, Kid Nation. So forget the one that Colton used, because we have a brand new one for you so you could play. And Jenna, you had your first argument as a couple.
Well, I told you all about that disagreement that we Googled. And a lot of couples have said they Google things every day to prove who is right and wrong. And that was a little more mild. We actually kind of got into a... not an argument,
emotional,
but like a little fight, and I'll admit, I was cranky.
Okay.
I was cranky. I'm having bad allergies paired with a bladder infection, not feeling great. Okay?
Did you have the explosive, stop talking to me?
No, but this is what, actually, this argument made me love him more because of the way we handled it.
Have y'all gotten to the 90-day point yet?
Yeah.
You passed the 90-day?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
all right.
We are. Yeah, we are well past that, but you know, we've gotten along so well that I'm kind of like, when are we going to fight about something? Because I think it's really important to see how you fight.
Fighting's fun.
Because fighting...
No.
No. No, I don't want to have that kind of fight that I'm like, leave, or I'm leaving, or take your stuff, you know, that kind of thing. And I don't tend to fight that way, but we communicate very well. But I was just mad because we're hanging out in my place a lot. You know, he was going to somewhat move in, even though he still has a place, so until he gets to sublease that. But I pay for the maid every other week, and I pay a certain amount for my maid, and, you know, as a single girl, I don't get that messy. Mm-hmm. My closet's always a disaster, but I like to keep the kitchen clean, right? Because we're hanging out there a lot.
Where people,
the living area kitchen.
Where people can see, you keep it very clean.
I try. Yeah. And so, it just, with us cooking, and he does cook a lot for me, it just started getting messy the day after the maid was there. And I don't know, someone came over me, and I was just like,
hit you wrong.
I'm paying for the maid. I don't want it to be dirty the very next day. And then I found myself feeling kind of naggy. And so I'll admit I was kind of cranky. But he handled it very well. He was like, I'm so sorry if you don't feel like I'm contributing enough. Like that sort of thing. He was very nice.
The accent helps, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And it also helps that sometimes we like dance in the kitchen. So we have music on. We constantly are listening to, we have our Alexa play reggaeton. Or we're playing some sort of, you know, Latin sounding music all
come
the time.
Come dance with me, pequeña Jenna.
Which led us to, we're going to take salsa classes.
Oh, okay.
Salsa classes.
We are. We're going to...
Is he a dancer? Like a big time dancer?
This was his idea, not mine. I know some people are rolling their eyes like, oh, I would never do that. No, this wasn't my idea. I'm not making him do it. He decided, yes, because we've talked about going to Colombia soon. And so we're like, how cool would it be if we could be in Colombia and we could be dancing salsa? So we're going to take salsa lessons.
Does he eat salsa already?
No.
He doesn't either.
No, but he's really... he's cool like that, you know. He seems like he would be down to try something new and do anything. So our little tiff kind of ended in, let's go do salsa together. So it was kind of a good thing, I guess.
See the fight that ends into an event for both of them.
An activity, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to learn salsa.
Well, you're more than welcome to come. I tried buying some classes yesterday, or looking it up online, because they have groups, but they're a little late at night. In the area. Like 7 to 8 p.m. North from me, which is kind of late. So they do privates, though we could split privates.
Yeah.
If you want.
Say that.
Split privates.
You know what I meant.
So
we're gonna do it once a week. We're gonna learn salsa. I'm telling you, I'm trying to immerse. I want a Spanish lesson and a salsa lesson if I can find the time. They say after about 5 lessons, you would be good enough to actually, like, if you were in a place with the music on that you would know enough steps to do it together.
I am so envious of people when you go to a dance club and they can bust out the salsa like nothing.
I like to dance. I just don't know a lot of dance.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It might be kind of nice with a partner to learn so we can be. And you know I get themey on vacation anyway.
So it's going to be
we're
salsa
gonna dress
theme?
Up for the lessons. Why not?
Should we all go?
Cinco de Mayo coming right up. See if you can squeeze some in before then.
Man, this whole having kids thing gets in the way of my salsa.
Sure does.
Man,
we all make time for the things we want to do.
That's true, Jenna. Very true.
And my excuse lately has been I've been too busy to learn Spanish. Uh-huh. I've been too busy to do anything else. And there is an element of that. But if we pick a time during the day by doing privates that, let's say, we could all go at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock.
Okay.
So you know what I mean.
That'd be perfect.
And it's actually in between me and you. where we live.
Also, we don't have to go too far down to you guys.
Too far.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
You're more than welcome to join us.
Okay. Kelly, you and Alan want to dance?
We've taken a dance class before. I think we're going to take another one. It was a lot of fun.
Well, I'm Alan.
Yeah.
Can you guys still do the dances when you go to the parties?
Well, we just
took one class. Oh, it was just one class.
What kind of dance was it?
One and done.
Basically, I forget which one it was, but we did, it was basically a box step.
Oh, the square dancing
but
thing?
But you...
The waltz?
No, it wasn't a waltz.
Not two-step, but...
Oh, yeah. Two-stepping is so cool, too.
Was it ballroom dancing?
It was a ballroom thing.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah.
But you got to keep doing it. And you have to know what you're doing, because I don't even remember what it was called.
Yeah.
We just kind of went in squares a lot, and then he'd spin me. That was a lot of fun.
The salsa just seems sexy.
Yeah, it's very sexy.
Dude. It is.
A lot of hip movement.
It's a great date.
A lot of
it really is a fun date night.
Right.
Al, you want to come dance too?
I love that you're inviting people my date.
You can bring that girl up there that just hit up Colton.
What are you talking about?
You can bring that girl that just hit up Colton.
Are you jealous that Colton?
Yeah, Colton.
Getting more. Oh.
Colton.
Whoa.
Colton, my man.
Ladies, this is not Colton's phone you're sending these pictures to.
But keep sending the picture. We'll forward
no.
them.
No.
Ow.
That's for Colton. Go into his Instagram and DMs.
Wow.
Are you jealous?
Yeah, she was kind of hot.
Have you given away the Avengers hats yet, by the way?
No, they're still here.
By the way, Colton's gotten 1,500 followers in the past 10 minutes.
Yeah, good. Good for him.
99% are women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So funny.
See, it takes a good personality takes you a long way.
Right.
Avengers comes out this weekend, by the way.
Yeah, they had the premiere last night. Did you see some of the red carpet?
Yeah. We'll talk about it in the Showbiz Top 5.
Oh, we will in a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, so wait on that.
Yeah, so there's that right there in your face.
So I got two hats for youth.
Oh, you got Captain America hats and an Avengers hat.
Yeah. I just picked them up in, I'm an impulse buyer.
You are.
Yeah, is that good for the finances?
No, not at all. But
were they sitting right by the cash register? Because that's where the impulse buys
usually
happen.
No, they were sitting over there where I thought the little red wagons would be. I was trying to buy a little red wagon. But they're only $6 each. So, I don't know. Just,
I forgot you were buying a red wagon. For what? To decorate your patio?
Yeah, to put plants in. It'll be nice.
Aren't people going to think that you have kids? When they move in, they'll be like, look, there's another guy with kids.
Well, not if I don't buy the swing set that was sitting outside of Walmart.
Why? You were going to buy a swing set?
You
thought about it.
I'm like, that would look cool. I'm just trying to find a theme to decorate my patio. Like,
theme?
I don't need a
kids
swing.
Stuff?
I don't need a swing set.
Hey, kids, come to Big Paul's apartment.
No,
you want to be that guy?
No, I want to be that guy.
You could be the Rick. I told you about Rick from when I was little.
Oh.
He was the guy that used to work at the Coca-Cola factory, and he had a soda machine and a pinball machine at his apartment. We used to come over and play at his house.
Why don't you get a bar?
I was thinking about a bar theme, but it doesn't, for the patio, but all of it isn't covered. Like, part of it's covered, but part of it's not. So it would get wet, you know?
Okay.
So it's got to be stuff that would...
It's weather resistant.
It's weather resistant, right. So,
a hammock?
No. I don't know. I really don't know.
This chair?
Maybe.
No, it has to be something he's never going to use.
A kiddie pool.
Trash cans. All good. How can I win that hat, though? I just show up or what?
Yeah, sure. I don't know. I didn't have anything in mind when I bought these two
so
hats.
Just some kid shows up and wants a hat.
Sure. Why not?
Why don't you do... This works really well. Why don't you do like a giveaway on your Instagram?
I can do that.
Follow Kid Nation.
This just in, Colton has more followers than Al now.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
How you doing?
Good.
What are you up to right now?
I just got off from being a school bus driver.
Oh, right.
Oh, Al used to drive school buses.
I used to drive school buses. 703, baby.
Big Al.
You.
Big Al is actually coming to Chattanooga for Running
of the
Chihuahua.
That's right.
Y'all all right.
I was there last year, Nikki.
She's not interested in you.
Yes, we have a kinship. Yeah. School bus drivers.
Hey, Nikki, have you had any close calls when turning the bus? I feel like I would always swat something.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of a stressful job. People pull out in front of you all the time, but we deal with it, take care of our babies, and get them to school.
There you go.
And the back end of the bus swings out wider than where
of
the bus
it does.
Is. You know?
Yeah, it does.
Back of the bus is a wild.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And also, when that little stop sign is out on the side of the bus.
People show no respect.
Stop, people.
It blows my mind.
I keep seeing people.
Yes, stop, please.
Because there's kids crossing, so that means stop on the other side of the street as well.
Yeah.
You know, because there's children crossing. It makes Nikki's job a lot easier.
There you go.
Yes,
you go.
It would. That's our, us and thousands of other bus drivers.
There you go. That's our PCA for today.
Thanks.
All right, Nikki, well, let's step up to the vault. PCA.
Hello.
PSA. PSA.
Yeah. Your password.
I didn't want to correct you.
Lobster.
Password accepted.
Yeah, it felt weird coming out of my mouth. Felt it right now. PSA.
Okay now.
I feel good now. All right, Nikki, congratulations. That is the correct password. You have gained entry into our vault. Now, which one would you like to pick?
I would like vault 19.
Vault number 19. Big Al's favorite number as well.
Nikki, you and I have to find each other in Chattanooga, girl.
Yeah, what is going on here?
That is my son and my mother's birthday.
All right.
Oh, there you go.
Is there a boyfriend or husband in there?
I have a husband, but his is a 60.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Al.
All right. No
you guys,
problem.
It was almost connected, but then the husband got
I'll be hanging out with Mitch.
All right, Nikki. Well, here is Big Al Mac to tell you how the game works.
Nikki, fellow bus driver of bus number...
378.
There you go. Step into our vault. You'll hear the banker holler out dollar amounts. They're going to increase the longer you stay in there. Your job is to say stop before the vault door closes. If you don't, Nikki, you won't get anything. Now, it could be hundreds of dollars, could be $1,000, $2,000, $10,000. If you do hear the word thousand, you definitely need to yell stop because it won't go any higher. Do you understand, Nikki?
I understand.
Just like on the sign on the side of that bus, make sure you say stop.
Boom.
All right?
All right, Nikki.
All right.
Let's win you some money. Let's play.
Beat the bank.
Victory. 80. 90. 270. 380. 420. $460. $540. $580. $620. $660. $760.
Whoa,
hey, girl.
Wow, Nikki.
Was that $760?
$760. $760.
I was trying to bail like a $500.
I was getting scared for some reason.
Nikki was holding on strong. Got $760. What are you going to do with that, Nikki?
I am going on a cruise in June with my son, and we're going to go to the Bahamas.
Yeah,
that's
you are.
Another mother taking a kid on a cruise.
Yeah,
cruise
that's
life
awesome.
Is on right now. That's cool.
We just had another mom doing husband, that.
Yeah, my husband can't go because we just moved to Chattanooga, and he has to work, but he told us to go with the rest of our family, so we're going to go.
There you go.
There you go. Well, hey, just for fun, you got that $760. Let's see how high it would have gone. Nikki.
There you go,
that's
Nikki.
That's how you roll right there. Well played.
Good job, Nikki.
Hold on for us, Nikki. We'll get you set up with your money. That was awesome right there.
Yep.
You got the very last cent.
Bus in driving in Chattanooga.
Boom. And coming up tomorrow, we got another two chances for you to play. At 7:10 and 8:10 Central, we'll hook you up with those passwords, and you could be winners. Just like Colton and just like Nikki. We had two winners today, Kid
Nation.
Sure
did.
Want to keep that going, and the $10,000 still in there somewhere. And Jenna, it's time to get your dream expert on.
Okay, hold on. Let me get my hat.
Get your hat on. Jenna, you write her, and she lets you know what your dreams mean because they don't mean what you're actually dreaming half the time.
Or do they?
Or do they? That's why Jenna does this for us. We have someone who feels like they're an imposter, Jenna.
Imposter?
Yeah, we'll get into that dream next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, so if you've been having weird dreams... this is the right show to listen to because we happen to have a dream expert. She even has a hat and everything.
I had a home invasion dream recently.
You did?
Yeah, but you know, it makes me think, they say that if you dream about things that you're either already scared about, that it just very directly correlates. It doesn't necessarily mean there's any underlying issue in my life.
Okay.
If you're scared about, or like flying for me, I have a lot of flying dreams, but obviously that's a fear of mine. So sometimes you have to ask yourself, did I dream about this because I watched a TV show or... you know, something that happened in your day-to-day life, or is there a deeper meaning?
Did they harm your man in the home invasion, or did he step up? What happened?
Man was not there.
Oh, it was just you by yourself?
This independent woman was all by herself?
Huh, all alone?
Yes, yes. I ran to get my gun, and I was like, I have a gun.
Say that, too.
And I shot them, and then but I don't know if I missed, or then it was someone I knew. It was that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, accident.
Well, look, our dream expert also has dreams herself.
My bad.
I do.
Yeah, let's do it. Not going to even attempt that one, but we'll launch it to the dreams right here, dream expert. Dear Jenna, imposter syndrome here. I often dream that I somehow faked my way to the final rounds of a television singing or dancing competition. In the dream, I fear that people are going to notice that I actually can't sing or dance.
Hmm.
What does this mean?
The imposter dream. Yeah. Crazy. Yeah, but apparently this is kind of a common dream. So in this scenario, she's dreaming about herself being the imposter, which means in her waking life, she's in over her head in something. And she didn't give any more context to what's going on. A lot of y'all have started writing. I recommend that because it helps me analyze it. But if you're an imposter, then that means in your day-to-day that maybe you've taken on some sort of role or responsibility that you don't feel that you're a good match for. And if you, and a lot of people will dream of other people being imposters in their dream. Yeah. And they say if that's the case, then someone that's in your waking life is not who they appear to be. You feel that they are untrustworthy. That's your subconscious giving you some sort of warning sign that you need to look out. And this is a period of time that you, even in her scenario, that you need to be protecting your personal information, your own identity in your waking life because you're worried someone is after that.
Ooh.
Hmm. All right.
Or maybe it's just a meddling, right? Meddling in your life.
What you got, Al?
Here we go. Hey, Jenna. This is pretty short. What does it mean if you dream that your teeth keep falling out?
I see that a lot.
Common, right?
This is a very common dream. I actually had this dream recurring when I was graduating college, and they were so vivid that I would wake up and check to make sure all my teeth were in my mouth because I kept having it. But they say that these kinds of dreams with your teeth falling out usually come at periods of time in your life where there's a major life change. So for me, it was graduating college, and this is a fear dream that you don't know. You're uncertain about your future. You're basically living in a state of fear in a big transition. This happens sometimes when people are going through a divorce. This can happen if you're about to buy a new house and move or change careers or maybe have a baby. You'll have this kind of dream because you're worried about your future. So it could be a financial, really anything. It's very broad, but it's just you're just scared about an impending change is the gist of it.
I think most of us have had that dream.
Yeah, this one's not a common dream.
Okay.
Hey, Jenna.
Hey.
I was waiting for the music to stop. All right. So I have an odd dream for you. I was touring an airbase when I see a tornado in the distance heading straight for us. We call 911 and go take cover. We then discovered there was a downstairs and moved down there. But in this dream, I'd left my dog in another building, too, and I was worried. Now, the tornado didn't cause any damage, and everything was fine. We returned to the original building to get our dogs, and other people were there doing taekwondo.
No, nice. It's not common, I don't
she
think.
She did want to leave a little side note.
Uh-huh.
I am a dog groomer, and I'm about to leave my job to do it on my own as a business, and I also take taekwondo twice a week.
See, I love this because how random.
Yeah.
How random would it be if she dreamt about dogs and taekwondo? But I like that she gave the context because obviously sometimes
it's
your dreams,
life.
Like I said in the beginning of this, that yes, it's in your life every day. So she does taekwondo. So very obviously she had probably just that day taken a taekwondo class. But this is interesting. Tornadoes are really directly tied to your emotions. So when you dream about or tornado, that means your emotions are kind of in this upheaval type of situation, right? So maybe you're either in a relationship that's not stable, or in her case, I would assume it means since she's about to quit her job and open up her own business, she feels like she's slightly out of control a little bit, right? So she's scared about that. She's scared about what could happen since she doesn't really have control over that, and she feels like her person and self might be in danger.
Huh.
And then the dog and Taekwondo are obviously directly related to her day to day. Yeah. But they say ask yourself in these end of world dreams, or, you know, in murder and dreams like that that seem really dark, how does it end? So in her dream, everything was fine and the tornado didn't cause any mass destruction, which means that she's going to be able to tackle that challenge.
Spoiler.
Okay.
Well, we do. We spoil stuff.
If you want to write our dream expert, you can slip into her DMs. It's at Jenna Page.
Yeah.
Or you can also text the show at 800-543-3548, and hopefully we get to your dream next week.
Yes, and I love the extra things people are adding, the context of their life.
It helps with the dream reading.
Yeah.
Right, it really does help with that. Well done today.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.